was broke black, yo. I've been hustling, was busting and scuffling and jumping over some coats. We played the SNS rooftop Latin quarter polo pokes who hung out.
Cedric Muhammad transforms into DJ C Nice only on the Cedric Muhammad and Black Coffee program.
Yeah.
This don't pay your rent.
Let's go there. Chef. Come on. One, two.
You got that? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's go.
Salad King.
Yeah. The big box.
All right, let's bring this back. If this happens again, it's a conspiracy. Cold outside, Raekwon. Only built for Cuba links, too.
Shaolin faces a crisis. And one of the factors will be the Wu-Tang Clan.
I just wish you were here.
Damn.
So we must all be prepared.
Religious with hammers, fakes get jammed up, cakes get batted, coming through the gated through transactions, stinking fiends, machine cannons and teens, bacon sodas, gold rovers and gophers, landing every project, sex lies, reps, back to cassettes, vets dying on steps, what's really taking place in them hoods, heads get clapped but trapped, don't with my mind, I'm strapped. Off with your dome for frontin' on me. Last two L's, I seen visions of dead males and more sales. Real life stories was made, and candles got blazed for little young soldiers shot by them strays. Pigeons and goons surviving in prisons caused divisions. The separating land cocoons, and they can't wait to come home soon. While get found in lobbies, decaying in rooms.
They found it. With a love daddy shirt on in the bag, on the top of the steps, police blown knocks and judges. Me and son had beef, I had to murk when we supposed to be brothers. Cause he came home frontin', feeling like that I own something. Cause I'm getting money, drive a little something, something Lene got. With five kids smoked out, house is brick, bills haven't been paid in days of Brooklyn.
Cedric Muhammad transforms into DJ C Nice only on the Cedric Muhammad and Black Coffee program.
Stupid fool, you're forcing me to kill you.
Yeah, you know how I go. Fresh from the stationary hall of justice. Real rhyming. Real movement, real life. Word up, we just chilling. 10 bottles of Krug on the wall. You know what I'm saying? Straight up, for real. Yo, RZA, talk to these man. Let's go, man, for real. Yo, Ron, what up? Let's go.
Some of your comments are right on the money. I'm going to read a few. People giving their takes on Raekwon's album. I asked the question, is it a classic album or just very good? And is this the album to bring New York back? This is what I'm hearing from people in the South. They're saying this is the first album they respected out of an artist in New York in years.
As Reaper stays spray still, smoke full in his pocket, a diamond up chain is a champion hood, the goodies in the brown bag by the radiator near the cookies in the
Fish scalers, I live in elevators and gross. All this paper, profit maker later in post. With them Adidas that Bruce wore, stay in the juice bar. All I know, if you saw me, you thought I was broke. Black, yo, I been hustling. Was busting and scuffling and jumping over some coats. We played the SNS rooftop Latin quarter polo popes who hung out.
Cedric Muhammad transforms into DJ C Nice only on the Cedric Muhammad and Black Coffee program.
Yeah.
This don't pay your rent.
Let's go there. Chef. Come on. Okay. One, two.
You got that?
Let's yeah. Go. Yeah. Let's go.
Silent King.
Yeah. Oh, the Big Park. You know how I go. In them alleys. Hey yo, since rap got locked right before we visit the 90s, chef in the kitchen cooking up with the crimeys. It's late fall dime season. We bought the crib next to Bill Clinton mother cause she up with the Chinese. They hitting with on this 14 of us with beamers. We won't stop pitching the chevron. It's packed kid, black kids don't know how to act. They flashing max Gillette's a couple of stacks. Yo, the system's ooping. Yup, shorty with the pumps on and dunks get provided as school kid. And bloodhounds is hating, they knowing how the kid get down. Salad shotties with grenades and waiting. And everybody love vintage. You see like 4-5 with half moons and wave intentions. What's really good? The dro hit him, killed him in a hotel. Heard he had some old chick with him.
Cedric Muhammad transforms into DJ C Nice. Only on the Cedric Muhammad and Black Coffee program.
Yo. Where the Levi's at, man? I left
there. This is Penitentiary featuring Ghostface. What do you think of the Raekwon album?
Bundy, make sure you crack cell number 5 15 minutes early. Nah, I'm good. Just make sure you handle my man right. One.
We up in 3 Mars blowing. Little Dusty lit the branch up. The watch he had was broke, every golden. Spanish kid let him hold it. He said he hit him with 3 cartons of menthol. The kid let him roll with it.
The face had with it. The bass in his voice. Now he's acting like he ain't rich and poeing it.
Crock pots is steaming. Jasmine Rice and Jack Mack with cornflake batter is cold in here. 10:45, we lock in. Pull out the headphones, jump in the bunk.
The tunes is knocking.
Knowing all my goons is clocking. 2 COs is on the catwalk.
Yo, spoons was popping.
Yo, it ain't nothing, baby. You cool? Yeah, I'm getting that rest. You know that GD with the school.
True, guess that's what it do. But on the low, I got 2 big gem stars sliding to you. Matter of fact, they gon' hide in your food. All you do is push the grits out the way. Then you get up and move. Go to sleep, go ahead and rest. I'ma finish my count. I'ma set you out later, my dude. One.
My friend of magic, mess off the best.
That's Ghost. Let me read your comments. Brother Rashawn from Charlotte, North Carolina. He says, peace, Cedric. APDTA, all praises due to Allah. For those of you that want to abbreviate that. For your archives, your 5 dangers with giving favors in business was right on the money. Keep pouring out that strong black coffee. How can I help your show? There's only one answer to that. Advertise, baby.
Big Will walked in, him is Seville.
And they eyes early word like they ready to
my ring of magic.
Thank you, Brother Rashawn. Spread the word and advertise on this show. Shane from Houston, Texas. He says the Raekwon album is good, but not a classic. To me, the album jumped around too much. I like it, though. I say buy it, then make yourself and your friends a mixed CD. I give it 3 out of 4 stars. That's Shane from Houston. 3 out of 4 stars for the new Raekwon album.
Cedric Muhammad transforms into DJ C Nice. Only. On the Cedric Muhammad and Black Coffee program.
8 million stories. Take y'all.
This is Surgical Gloves. Surgical Gloves on the new Raekwon album.
This ain't no Wizard of Art. Need the man. Real man. Hey yo. Surgical gloves, snubs in the grass with his blood. Homie hole at the faux black, we black down, go jag, old laughing. Yo, yo happened. They clapped him in the scalp and flew that way. Yo, why they them? It went through his lap, snatched his Audemars pickaxe, took his mango, get at. He painted it, slave blocks, aiming it, hit a child. This is foul, but he styled with his flame of
Brian from Washington, D.C. He said, he's like the ghost. He's like Ghostface in that respect. Raekwon is well respected, but rarely mentioned outside of the major artists, i.e., artists that are platinum. Raekwon's joint cannot be hailed as a classic. It's too early to call it. It has to marinate. Nonetheless, it is a smash. I agree. Classics take time, and by that reason, Nas's last album is not a classic. You all were calling it a classic. I said, wait. In retrospect, was Nas's Untitled a classic? I don't think so. I think it was very good.
Money, yeah. Good years, all my shit, smelling the tears. Cooking is just a poor life, never living off fear. We all millionaires now with my shares. Money, you know the code. Money, yeah, money's big money. You know we focus stash, hope this cash flow is shit. Money, so when it's D's, come on, folks, grab a boat, yeah.
Hold on, Brother Charles says the album is perfect song placement. Now this disagrees with Shane. He says this album has perfect song placement. The way the album flows, Surgical Gloves is mesmerizing. That's what we're listening to right now, Surgical Gloves.
I got to do that. Long chain hatchet flooded up, you knew that. Baby Blue Mac, stones on the nozzle stick. Brothels with the... All I got is two cracks, Cazelle lenses, clear room wraps, and every zip I look, and my people sit around.
I kind of agree with both Shane and Charles. I think the album had perfect song placement up until about maybe track number 15. Too many songs, though. We'll see, though, if this is a classic.
Good years, all my shit, smelling the tears, cooking. It's just a poor life, never living off.
Cedric Muhammad transforms into DJ C Nice, only on the Cedric Muhammad and Black Coffee program.
This is Broken Safety featuring Jadakiss and Styles P. How is this for a supergroup nomination? Raekwon, Ghostface, Styles, Jada, and Beanie Siegel. That's my little supergroup request.
I'm ready. Down on 40 Deuce when I was a shorty duke. That's when I first got the naughty goose. Now I come through in a sporty coupe. Yeah. I know what you better do. Stop talking about what you ought to do. Spot is still portable. Yeah. Funerals are still affordable. I'm better than all of you. All them in the hood scraping them. Jadakiss raying them. Y'all ain't them. Come uptown. Spend a day with them. Bigger ones. Bootleg liquor runs. Blow something. Let the earth smoke hit your lung. Get your... The economy is down. So you already know it's gonna be a lot of homies in the town. That's why I'm still bringing the seat back. Sneakers that I can't pronounce the course of G-Stack.
I'm not gonna repeat what Jadakiss just said. Did you all catch that?
Saving hip-hop, we bringing the streets back.
Playing spit, snipping, dipping color while he's on bliffing. Had to take him off this... Up the souls, flipped it. I'm forever suited, crushed up glass. I'm just flashing through it 9 times out of 10. Sway down at the Juma. Maybach bloomers, playing rumors. Car sharps, getting cash money. Take a loan, hit this tuna. We onion heads, the indignant gooners. Put us together, he runs sea, I run land. With one Ruger, stop playing. You know we run rap, you know we done that. Stop front, son, put the back. We came with the containers. Besides having the flamers, my Mexican man's is famous. Running through the streets, the Bulldogs, cone head hoodies on, 18-5 for footballs. Max like I'm under a good wall. Good gene, good recipe, good status, a hood broad.
I used to move brown rectangles. Yeah. Roll you with numbers to spoke you with death's angel. Chrome tray pounders making you blue creators leaving you mangled. It's math with the for you with all angles. Leave the toast home, I'm leaving you off. Louis loafers on the Jaguar gas pedals. You got the cops with you. You ain't even have
Cedric Muhammad transforms into DJ C Nice. Only on the Cedric Muhammad and Black Mercy. Coffee program.
This is Have Mercy. Otherwise, with Beanie Siegel. Have Mercy, Raekwon. New album.
You have been confined here for 1 month already. But you still haven't grasped this basic principle. I feel sorry for you, my boy.
Not knowing where I'm going. This world ain't showing that it's gonna get better.
My days getting shorter, my nights getting longer, my cell getting smaller, my son getting taller. I exercise my mind, my body getting stronger, but my blood getting colder, heart getting harder. My chances for a pill get slimmer, my skin getting brighter, my hair getting thinner. See, when you stressed out, you can age fast. Yeah, I done seen weeks not last a year. So before lights out, I write my kids every night. Kiss the stamp on height, say a prayer. I hope it lands safe in its flights. I pray they sleep safe through the night. Try to teach my son right through some jewels, but it's hard to raise my boy from this visiting room. Many cells turn to prisoners' tombs. I just pray I don't die in here. And last night almost cried a tear.
So I'm a holder, stand up, get it. Cause when the come around, it's on. Get blown, warn him and then re-up fast. Say some back, your flagship gone. Can't play the building no more. Can't hang around by the store no more.
I like this one. Have Mercy, Raekwon featuring Beanie Siegel.
Between my 60 years, stay in the crispy airs. Hundreds, we up top, switching layers. Money equal power, horror equal real when borrowed. Ratchet barrel under your ears. Mean streets in the middays, they rob us. But life's so hard, even the cops clutter us. The starburst, the starstruck. Look at the cars and trucks. Rambo, it's hard to get luck. Whether fail or come up. Your numbers up, period. Make you cesarean.
Let me say something real quick. Some of you all got excited over the first week sales that you thought were first week sales when it was said that Raekwon had beat out Whitney Houston and Jay-Z. That was one day on iTunes. Now, somebody give me the figures. What's the album sale count for this album? Only Built for Cuban Links 2. How many albums did it sell? I think Jigga did 400,000 from what I was told. What did Raekwon do? Week one or week two? I want to make a point about early hype and album sales for a New York rapper.
Cedric Muhammad transforms into DJ C Nice, only on the Cedric Muhammad and Black Coffee program.
This is called 10 Bricks. 10 Bricks. Raekwon featuring Capadonna and Ghostface.
Hey, yo. Rappers stepping to me. They want a brick, son. But I'm the chef. My price is 26, son. Moving Papa left. 32 of those in Opalaka. Those soldier got locked up. The doctor, flamboyant police, is X5s watching my loft. So many leeches, I just left it in war. My flow wicked, Miami money moving men ridiculously. Geico on the arm, froze rose gold with me. Take baths with white women, lingerie see through. Taking trips to Iran, my Spanish people. Selling the flatbush, call me Cecil. Snub with the black gloves on Half Moon Creek, dude. Them in the Bahamas, is white brand, white band pulled up. They caught him out in Brooklyn with a white man. It out, rolled out, sister was gone, she geeking. She threw the rifle in her mouth and said, good evening, y'all.
Okay, now MJ from Houston, Texas is reporting that Raekwon's first week sales was 65,000. Is this true? I'm going to say something to all you New York Northeastern rap fans. Thank you, MJ from Houston. Raekwon coming in at 65,000 week one. Is that true?
Slashes, we the last skippers. Big rocks in a block with sick. Beef steak charge, eat, they get fat. Chase heads up and down the block. Rats, skilled with the secret feds. Don't know where the shell's at. The shell trap up a nice crib with four packs.
I want to make this a business conversation with some of you Northeast New York, Philly, Jersey, Boston, Connecticut rap fans. It's a new day. Sounds good to hear Capadonna again.
Meanwhile, back on the block, we see two trucks, then the windows roll down. We see these two, soon as they jump out, see these twos. Knock the ash off the front. Swing the axe, tax.
Cedric Muhammad transforms into DJ C Nice. Only on the Cedric Muhammad and Black Coffee program.
This is Fat Lady Sings.
What you sing, stupid?
Fat Lady Sings.
You don't even know what you're talking about, man. You're fabricating the wrong. Both of them stand up. Man. With the war. You know how it goes.
I'm busy here. I need somebody to be my research team. MJ from Houston, thank you. Says Raekwon did 65,000 week one. If this is true, I want to make a point. Difference between critical acclaim, having people having a favorable opinion of you, and money, sales, votes, purchases.
Punch broke the dredge jaw, pulled the four out and went through. Told him that he can't. When he fell, yo, he his bangles flew off, his ballets were scuffed. Then he blew a kiss, eating out the side of his ear. He was staring and his silk shirt was ripped off. Punch cut his hair, races was he kept hitting. Dread grabbed his shirt, showing his stomach. The kid had zippers on him. Was flipping, they grabbed Sasha quarter for Louis.
Now this is where the song placement takes a turn, because the music takes a turn on this album. Only Built for Cuban Links. Is it a classic album? This is the question I've been asking. I want accurate week one and if possible week two sales or projections.
Where is he?
This is Catalina.
Concentrate the job. Don't disturb the doctor.
Yeah. Featuring Life Jennings. Said we ain't the definition of exclusive. Real rap, you know? Yeah. Now this is designed to this is a record sales oriented track. Time to recreate the power. I like this. You know what it is, man. Let's go, doc. I need that prescription. Hey, yo. Produced by Dr. Dre. I grew up on the foul side. Side purple tops. 2 for 5s, I had 7. Outside with my 11 mans. On the corners with a pocket full of contrabands. Running up and down fire escapes. Knocks coming. Jump in the window, let your nights fly. Hide the flakes. Guess up in the hell, it was real to me.
There ain't nothing political or conscious about this song, but it sure is hot. You are tuned in to the Cedric Muhammad and Black Coffee program.
Green Gillette razors, fly neighbors, all eye blazers, designer jeans. That's why we live. In they crib, go broke, you go and rope, you a vic. It's just full-time stragglers. Try to take your place and smile on your face, but still an old bag snatcher. Trying to stay rich and fly, keep it cool, silks and dungarees, cool glasses and food, grilled salmon, trying to make a move, those who know and they be dapping they dudes, how it do, blow a lot of crews, staying the cut, pacing. From here.
Okay, I want to thank MJ from Houston for holding me down. I want to teach a little bit about first week sales. I'm going to give you the golden rule to follow here, okay? I think I may have only said this once or twice, and MJ getting this from allhiphop.com. We finally got some real hip hop. Raekwon sells 65,000 copies of his latest album, Only Built for Cuban Links 2, and claims the number 5 spot. And the number 4 spot is Whitney Houston, whose new album, I Look to You, falls a bit but still continues to sell. At the number 2 spot is the future tabloid headliner, Miley Cyrus, with her latest album, Time of Our Lives. Okay, I'm assuming Jay-Z's number 1. I think he did 400,000 or something like that. This is the rule you want to watch with Raekwon's album, and whether the word of mouth and the curse of the New York rapper is over. If Raekwon can keep 50% or 65%, anywhere from 50 to 65% of his first week sales, then you know this album is picking up speed. The numbers are different now. You're going to sell a lot less. If you see Raekwon's album fall more than 50%, like to 30,000 sold, then you know you have a problem. It's not doing nothing outside of New York. You can be favorable, you can be popular, you can be accepted, but it's another thing to turn that into a sale. I think Raekwon gets critical acclaim. But what I really want, and what I know he wants and what others want, is for more sales, that respect and that credibility and that trust to translate into more sales. That's the key. That's where he was with Only Built for Cuban Links, the first one. stuck at 900,000 because of that. This is called We Will Rob You. We Will Rob You, only built for Cuban Links 2. And I agree, this is a hell of an album to be listening to driving music if you want to go from, say, New York to D.C. You want to go down 95. This is a hell of an album to pump. Put it in the tape deck at night. Ben Franklin or West Side Highway.
Well, it was late one night, walking through the park with my leather down coat and Wallaby Clarks, getting my step on. Big six, big wrist. So much excitement in the air.
There ain't nothing political or conscious about this song, but it sure is hot. You are tuned in to the Cedric Muhammad and Black Coffee Program.
Uncle Ricky, would you read us a bedtime story?
Nah, kid, but I'm gonna give you one of those old Raekwon crimes. You feel me? At the
we
right.
We will. We will.
Here we go.
Thank you, MJ.
Well, it was late one night, walking through the park with my leather down coat and Wallaby Clarks, getting my step on. Big six, big wrist. So much excitement in the air, I was crisp. Money suitcase, Louis joint. Go make it happen, blackguard and get rich. Saw the D's fly by in a New Yorker, yup, tents and shit. They made a right on me them last 2 weeks. No, I seen them. Max loaded, jog right back to the car. They spun around again and flashed they. So I dropped the back with them. And the 6-4-5, use a lob again. You almost smashed your sh. I'm a dumb way out the ditch. Moving through the car nice and slow. 2 hoodies on in the golden pit. I had a white eye, they both black down. What's the clown sh? For the dog jumped in the whip. He was a train one. Wops pointed at me.
I told the chef Raekwon, pump the brakes, slow it down. You know these C-Cypher punks scan your plates. Release the seatbelt off the shoulders a mile ahead. Then the vibe got a lot
cooler. That's Jizzle. Woo!
In the Jeep, get the f*** out the car. Put your hands where my eyes can see, you'll suffer a scar. He was a veteran who kept pepper spray in a canister. Donut shop lounger, 38 brandisher. On top of that, the blunt smoke just rang a bell of his bloodhound who had an acute sense of smell. Damn. Beef tripping, saliva dripping from razor sharp teeth that was pointy as the daggers of the Indian chiefs. Same cops known for extorting pimps and booking. Aimed Glocks at me and Ray, cause they was looking for few MCs wanted for a string of break-ins. Last seen wearing long minks and snakeskins.
We will
rob
you. Damn, does Jizza ever have a bad verse?
We will
block you, nigga.
We will
Who?
Not you.
You know my clan done ran from Japan to Atlanta with stamina. Peace to Chef, Mr. Meth, moving on your left with the killer. Breath, Ghostface, UG ill, Dex so real, Dr. Ace on unique, the medic. Ah, law just the average, y'all can't forget it. You might catch a if this ain't street. A law of mathematics make the cipher complete. See, knowledge is the foundation of existence. To know starts the spark of the flow. Wisdom activation of the nation moving. Wise words show improver understanding. 13 letters in the master. Culture be the way of life. Freedom is reward. Who will pay the price for the power? Spending hour after hour preparing itself for the hour. Now look how refined when the mind and body is one. Every part of me supreme equality. Manifest the nature of self. G-O-D. Now building that onto the truth. Destroy the... Born and complete.
Wow, Master Killer. Woo. Rip that. We hear Mean Streets.
Talk to me.
Inspector Deck and Ghostface. New Raekwon.
You got the strong scoopers out there?
Man, this is the perfect autumn for the album for the autumn. Autumn music.
Blocks is molded. Step up your sword piece, moving through them housing with more. Rembrandts is fresh from Scotland. Crisp hats, crystal bottles. Want the problems we back. Time to take over the game, it's none. I live on the line. From corner to castles with pawns and capsules. Scrambling fine, my money's up. I'm praying for war, I do this all the time.
All the time, all the time.
Faces of doom, slinging the lobby, swinging. If you played the field, you was not leaving. Fast pacing for cream, chasing teams, trying to come through the hood and lock it left for in Queens. Let them other wear that and take the credit.
Cedric Muhammad transforms into DJ C Nice. Only on the Cedric Muhammad and Black Coffee program.
Let me give you one more. This is called Kiss the Ring. Deck and Master Killer. Do any women like this album? this is a straight Million Man March on this album. Raekwon got a lot of female fans.
It's your night.
So salute and toast to the best who done it. When I step inside, kiss the ring. Who familiar, like Costa Nostra, it's our thing. So salute and toast to the best who done it. When I'm back, that I spit for the vets who love it. When I step inside, kiss the ring. Who familiar, like Costa
the godfather Nostra, of cyberspace, so and the guardian of black universalism, Mr. Cedric Muhammad.
By the time you read this letter, your head gon' fly off your shoulder for lying. And I'ma be in bed like holeless. Blood from a horse on your spread. You try to play me, now I'm coughing up dough on your head. You just a baby. See me in the flick of Zurich. I had the Navy with me, all these singing day in the 90s, getting rich. Rick ruler robe on with rings. Walking to the throne, fronting like I know I'm the king. I live alone though, buying up China's Beamers. Taking it to Simons and Medina, only just to blind you and leave you. These young boys is crafted with aim. I bought them all fly ranches, cause they all stand beside me with flames. Regardless, yo, they're making the classic. You gon' witness some of the tactics. Some died live in the action. A live general when he walked. If he died, then we slide 90 down in the coffin and take the child.
Knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. Only on the Cedric Muhammad and Black Coffee program.
So salute and toast to the best who done it. At rap, I spit for the vets who love it. Black Jesus, check my walk, check my talk. Legend in the flesh and I rep New York. Crown King, been down the bang, I'm house gang. Knockout specialist, in and out the ring. Got dinner tables long as boat with old kitchens. And Wu-Tang logo splashed on all the dishes. You know how I speak the truth, how I teach to you. I'm an animal, I beast the boot. Been grinding, banging out for food to eat. Your boy still eating good, check my new physique. Since the world is mine, I'ma write my name on the clouds so that all ye faithful can praise it and bow.
Now he's an old mafia don from back when, who managed to survive the game. Ducking fame is how he maintained his state of grace. Kept his lab laced, ladies of a fine taste. Kept his place guarded while a yacht charter found acquitted all charges. In his heart Larson, marksman, took the contract from the contract. Waited for the right event, it all made sense. He left no prints on the that he was blasting. Came home from prison stashing, still stacking. His whip still matching his kick, still flashing. Hands quick, nice with his ish. Three holy fools drop jewels from a street corner level. Young brother, I'm a rebel. Here to instruct private soldiers to buck arms. Young rap cats had your last swing. Toast the kings. It's Wu-Tang, it's our thing. Kiss the ring.
When I step inside, kiss the ring. Who familiar, like Costa Nostra. It's our thing. So salute and toast to the best who done it. But when rap, I spit for the vets who love it. When I step inside, kiss the ring. Who familiar, like Costa Nostra. It's our thing. So salute and toast to the best who done it. But when rap, I spit for the vets who love it.
It's hot. Let me give you some audio talking about the U.S. dollar, the dollar falling. This is how Russians are talking about it. Then I'll come back to take us into hour four with my favorite cut on the whole Only Built for Cuban Links 2 album.
Welcome back to Spotlight. I'm Al Grinov, and just a reminder that our guests today are market analyst Stepan Demura and businessman Vladimir Simago. We're talking about the dollar and what's going to happen to that currency in the near future. Ben Bernanke, the head of the U.S. Federal Reserve, has recently said that, I quote, dollar will be strong because the American economy is strong, end quote. Analysts underline that this is the first time when the head of the Federal Reserve was defending the American currency. Well, should we trust Mr. Bernanke, gentlemen? And should we trust others who say something about the fate of the dollar? Because there is an opinion that whatever is said about the dollar is said either is monetary motivated or politically motivated.
Mainly political motivation. I don't know the American person, but as far as Mr. Lushkov, we know that we have the election campaign. And just to attract the attention to the leader of this campaign, to the mayor of city, he has to declare something. He has few themes, just the turning back the rivers, the economical collapse of Russia because the oligarch, we have this mm-hmm. system, and the third is the dollar, and so he has no obligation, he has no, nobody can judge him because they say, hey, sometimes or somewhere dollar will be crushed, and that's it, and everybody talk about this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He has another reason, I think, a very important reason. It's first, it's his wife.
Oh, yeah. Baturina, it's a very good reason.
And all his buddies.
Who is one of the oligarchs that he hates.
Yeah, because yes. Well, you see,
which is an interesting situation.
What Lushkov is saying,
he said about men.
People of Russia buy property because dollar is going to crash and property is the best investment. Well, let's see, historically, usually property dropped around 80% from its peak. Let's look at Japan. From 1990 to 1996, values dropped by 80%.
Stepan, one addition. The main point, in my opinion, that Mr. Lushkov, he has some hesitations, not himself, but hesitation of the, about opinion of the authority people in Russia.
But let's come go back. Comrade Bernanke.
Because the Moscow mayor isn't responsible for the dollar. Bernanke is responsible.
Yes, well, he said.
I like to quote Comrade Bernanke quite often because. Everybody seems to jump on a train and trying to understand what did he mean, what did he say. But let's look at his track record, what he was saying for the last 3 or 4 years. Everything turned exactly the opposite. Now he's saying, for example, that strong dollar is because of strong American economy. Let's see what happened in autumn 2008. American economy and the economy of the world was basically falling off the cliff. Mm-hmm. Right? And dollar was getting stronger and stronger every day. I think he doesn't quite understand what he's talking about often.
Every time I hear the notion especially from politicians, and here mm-hmm. I get your point, mm-hmm. when American politicians say that we have hit the bottom of the crisis, mm-hmm. which is good, mm-hmm. I said, why? Because if they, if you look at from the other angle, they hit the bottom. It means that they will start digging into the sand.
They start digging.
Yeah, can be agree with you, but you touch very gently the political aspect of this situation. And I say, for example, if somebody in Russia said that dollar will collapse, it means that a Russian people has to buy Russian rubles.
So or euros, or
sell
British
dollars.
Pounds, or whatever.
So maybe we have
and
to think.
And the central bank needs dollars, and government needs dollars badly.
Well, 75% of world trade is made in dollars.
Yeah.
Hydrocarbons are traded in dollars, which is the main export.
Iranians do not trade in dollars; they trade in euro and yens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and actually, absolutely. And actually,
but we do. I mean, the Russians do.
Oh, yeah.
We do trade in dollars.
But,
so
I think Saddam Hussein stopped trading in 2003.
Yeah, long time.
And they started
the war. Happened.
Is dollar a market instrument or is it a political instrument?
Both.
Today?
It's both.
Both. Yeah.
Which is more important?
It's a technical aspect, excuse me, and the political aspect.
You asked the question about why is dollar widely accepted and why is it so strong?
Mm-hmm.
The answer is very simple. It's called area carrier groups.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody in the world thinks that if the air carrier group comes, then that's it, the country is subdued. Well, Iraq showed that it's not quite the case.
Mm-hmm.
So that's basically shows you that political and economic aspects of dollar, they cannot be separated.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one instrument.
You know, what the economy.
That was Russia Today, Friday night, the end of the U.S. dollar, end of the American dream. I was watching that in the NBA Hall of Fame speech with Michael Jordan, which I will interpret next hour. But I had to play my favorite cut on the whole Raekwon album, which I tear up every time I hear it. I think I'm okay. We'll see. We'll see if I tear up, put the camera off of me. But this is called A-Son Jones, and this is Raekwon's tribute to A-Son Unique, also known as ODB, Old Dirty Bastard. September 16th, 2009, the hottest show in the diaspora. Oh, let me bring this from the top. If you want to read my tribute to A-Son Unique, ODB, it's at blackelectorate.com. After I went to his funeral, I wrote my heart out. But this is actually how I feel, man, in a lot of ways. Raekwon nailed it.
He was a powerful general. The smell from his breath was Ballantine. I think it was the year 89. He stayed the freshest. Polo boots. While he's with them colorful logos. He's coming from Medina. We boost. We up in A&S. Slipping and dipping the Bed-Stuy native. He used to beatbox. Thousands of listen. Yo, that's before the Wu got on. Him and the Lord Justin RZA came to the Allen one morning. Could dance to slow music. Out drink any. On the benches while we hitting. He's so loose, he's 5'7", a legend was born. Russell A-Son Jones, I know him for his braids and lessons. A wise man with knowledge, 120, kept a flag on his chest. The right hand, you quit, serving you, Remy. Yo, let's toast to the fallen, lost, forgotten. Hey yo, if you hear me, then roll up some broccoli. A-Son, the heart of a lion, a purified mind. The way he did it with a mic and some wine. I would never forget the days we used to sit back. Days I'd be all up in the crib listening, holding a line. And then yo, I just missed the and now I understand the meaning of love when I kissed it.
My name is Old Dirty. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to hide nothing back. I come from a family, man, of poor welfare. You know what I'm saying? When I came out of my mother's womb, I was on welfare. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you gotta keep it real, you know what I mean?
He had a heart of gold, intelligent soul from day one. Loud as the very best friend was Mama Cherry, sweet lady, BK baby. She taught Dirty how to cook clean, singing the song Sadie, old school dances in OE. Valentine, the wine we sip while we sat with the OGs. Knowledge of self, good health, the fortunes that came with the game had my brother insane. It's like wealth ain't enough to live for, but if you got love in your heart, just believe in yourself. That was the black man rap, baby Jesus in the black lamb. Few jewelry pieces with his gold fangs, his fam.
Brooklyn,
you know my brother was ill, the first dude to say, yo, keep it real, you're the lover, the father. Father, the hustler, the rap professor. Now he with a law, that's a blessing.
See, it's like, okay, where I come from in my neighborhood, my people know me. You know what I'm saying? See, if I try to come any different, they ain't gonna respect me no more. You know what I'm saying? Because they, you know, people got that thing about themselves. You know, if you come from that neighborhood, you know what I'm saying? You can get out the neighborhood, but you can never take the neighborhood out of the people. You know what I'm saying? But if you try to, like, jump and cross over to the other side, people understand that, and they don't like that. That's why they don't be buying people music. See, we keep it real. We always gonna keep it real. You can't knock what's real, you know what I'm saying? We telling the truth, man.
Cedric Muhammad.
You ever heard the story of the scorpion and the frog? Hear me out. You see, there's this frog sitting by the river and a scorpion comes up to it and says, I really need to get to the other side, but I can't swim. Can you take me across on your back? Frog says, no way. If I let you on my back, you'll sting me and I'll die. Scorpion says, that doesn't make any sense. If I sting you, we'll both drown and die. Frog says, okay, hop on. So halfway across the river, the scorpion stings the frog in the back. And as they're both going down, the frog says, this doesn't make any sense. Why did you sting me? Now we're both going to die. Scorpion says, I'm a scorpion. It's in my nature.
What? Are you calling me a scorpion?
No, I'm calling you a frog. You see, I don't want you to ever suffer under the misconception that my sense of self-preservation is stronger than my nature.
Cedric Muhammad. You are tuned in to The Watchman, Cedric Muhammad, on the Black Coffee Channel.
To the mind of a maniac, doomed to be a killer since I came out of the
sack.
A man of murderous mind state with a heart full of terror. I see the devil in the mirror, fuck, fuck, lights out. Cause when I grab my sword off, they can get hauled off. Barrel one, set your motherfucking flesh. Barrel two, set your fucking heart out your chest. You see, I'm quick to lift the hammer, go flip on my tech nine. So if you try to wreck mine, foolish your bedtime. Feel the blast from the chocolate bomber, infrared, and got your head like a nigga. Decapitation, I ain't hesitating to put you in a funeral home with a bullet in your dome. I'm hot like lava. You got a problem, I got a problem solver, and his name is Revolver. It's like a deadly game of freeze tag. I touch you with a 44 mag and you're frozen in somebody's bag. Nobody filler than his graveyard filler, cat pillar, cause I'm a natural born killer.
You are tuned in to The Watchman, Cedric Muhammad, on the Black Coffee Channel.
My era. Now I can't hang around my mama cause I scare her. I want the blast mother.
What's up?
It feels like I'm busting a nut when I open you up. Cause your body is exposed to the midnight mist. All weak mother, just give my wing a kiss. Cause I'm giving dirt naps. Coming with them dumb ass raps to make your lungs collapse. Perhaps you never sleep cause every time you doze, you catch blows to the motherfucking nose. Ain't seen the sun in 66 days. Let me count the ways in a made a whole state, but I'm down with Drake like AC is down with OJ.
Cedric Muhammad.
How you living? I'm the unforgiving, psycho-driven murderer. It's organic, don't panic, I can't stand it, god damn it, schizophrenic. So I'm Charlie Manson, I snatch him out his truck, hit him with a brick and I'm dancing.
You are tuned in to The Watchman, Cedric Muhammad, on the Black Coffee Channel. Cedric Muhammad on the Black Coffee Channel.
I told all my friends I was going to come up here and say thank you and walk off. I can't. There's no way. I got so many people I can thank. In all the videos, you never just saw me. You saw Scottie Pippen. Every championship I won. I've had a lot of questions over the last 4 weeks. And everybody's saying, well, why did you pick David Thompson? I know why, and David knows why, and maybe you guys don't know why, but as I grew up in North Carolina, I was 11 years old, 1974, I think, when you guys won the championship, and I was an anti-Carolina guy. I hated UNC. And here I ended up at UNC. But I was in love with David Thompson. Not just for the game of basketball, but in terms of what he represented. You know, we all, as Vivian said, we go through our trials and tribulations. And he did. And I was inspired by him. And when I called him and asked him to stand up for me, I know I shocked the shit out of him. I know I did. But he was very, very kind and said, yeah, I do it. And that wasn't a disrespect to any of my Carolina guys. They all know that I'm true blue Carolina guy to the heart. You know, Coach Smith, Larry Brown, Sam Perkins, James Worthy, you know, all of those guys. Well, it all starts with my parents. You guys see all the highlights. What is it about me that you guys don't know? As I sit up here and I watch all the other recipients stand up here and they give their history, and so many things I didn't know about Jerry Sloan. I know he lived on the farm, but I didn't know he was in a small classroom from first grade to the eighth grade. Even David Robinson, obviously I've known David for some time, and you know, I found some things out about him, and even with John, I found some bad things or good things about him, and even Viv, I've known Viv for years, and her and my father and my mom spent a lot of time on the Nike trips, and you know, I found out a lot of good things about her. But what about me that you guys don't know? I got two brothers, James and Larry. They're 5'4", 5'5", in height. Gave me all I could ever ask for as a brother in terms of competition. You know, you would think that, you know, my brother Larry is a ideal situation where small things come in small packages. This dude fought me every single day. And to the extent that my mother would come out and make us come in because we were fighting too much. My older brother was gone. He served in the Army for 31 years. And the competition didn't stop there. My sister, who's 1 year younger than me, Roz, never wanted to be home by herself. She took classes, extra classes, to graduate from high school with me, to go to university in North Carolina with me, and to graduate prior than me. And you guys sit and ask me where my competition or my competitor came from. It came from them. It came from my older sister. You know, she was not here today, and my father, who's not here today, obviously he's with us and all of us. I mean, my competitive nature has gone a long way from the first time I picked up any sport. Baseball, football, ran track, basketball, anything to miss class, I played it. When you think about, you know, so they started the fire in me. You know, that fire started with my parents. And then, you know, as I moved on in my career, people added wood to that fire. Coach Smith, you know, what else can I say about him? You know, he's a legendary in his, you know, in the game of coaching. And then there's Leroy Smith. Now, you guys think that's a myth. Leroy Smith was a guy, when I got cut, he made the team on the varsity team. And he's here tonight. He's still the same 6'7 guy. He's not any bigger. Probably his game is about the same. But he started the whole process with me, because when he made the team and I didn't, I wanted to prove not just to Leroy Smith, not just to myself, but to the coach who actually picked Leroy over me. I wanted to make sure you understood. You made a mistake, dude.
Boom. Okay, this is Michael Jordan's speech at the NBA Hall of Fame. I'm going to let this rip for a little bit more and give you my interpretation. If you all have an interpretation of Jordan's speech, let me know. I mean, the man, this is his whole life is basketball. His whole life is competition. His life has revolved around that. That was the point. And some people were put off or taken aback by Michael's speech because they expected some cerebral or philosophical presentation. This is Michael. He's actually telling you, you want to know what has motivated me. It really is this. Some people may find it super superficial. But again, if you go back to what I said about the entrepreneur on Shark Tank, Michael Jordan, very in tune with himself. He knows what he needs to make him the best that he can be in a particular area. Some people didn't like his speech because they didn't understand. This was the secret all along.
And then there's Buzz Peterson, my roommate. And now, when I first met Buzz, all I heard about was this kid from Asheville, North Carolina, who's player of the year. I'm thinking, well, he ain't never played against me yet. So how did he become player of the year? Is that some type of media, you know, exposure? You know, I came from Wilmington, you know, we had two channels, channel ABC and channel 7, channel NBC, that was it. I never saw NBA sports at all when I grew up. You didn't have CBS affiliation in North Carolina, in Wilmington. So Buzz Peterson became a dot on my board. And when I got the chance to meet Buzz Peterson on the basketball court or in person, Buzz was a great person. It wasn't a fault of his. It was just my competitive nature. I didn't think he could beat me or he was better than me as a basketball player. And he became my roommate. And from that point on, he became a focal point, not knowingly. He didn't know it. But he did. And Coach Smith, the day that he was on the Sports Illustrated and he named four starters and he didn't name me, that burned me up. Because I thought I belonged on that Sports Illustrated. Now, he had his own vision about giving a freshman that exposure, and I totally understand that. But from a basketball sense, I deserve to be on that Sports Illustrated. And he understands that. And it didn't stop there. You know, my competitive nature went right into the pros. I get to the Bulls, which I was very proud that at the time Jerry Reinsdorf didn't own the team. It was another organization. And Rob Thorne drafted me. Kevin Lockett was my first coach. Kevin used to take practices and put me in the starting five. And we, you know, he'd make it a competitive thing where the losing team have to run. So now I'm on the winning team, and halfway in the game, halfway in the situation, he would switch me to the losing team. So I take that as a competitive thing by you trying to test me. And by 9 times out of 10, the second team would come back and win no matter what he did. So I appreciate Kevin Lockett for giving me that challenge, you know, providing that type of fire within me. He threw another log on that fire for me. Jerry Reinsdorf. I mean, what else can I say? The next year I come back, I broke.
Okay, this is gangster, what he says about the Bulls owner. But again, you had to accept Michael for who he is. He's motivated by, how can I say, he's externally motivated. I talk about this a little bit in my book. Michael is externally motivated. He needs something outside of him to happen to trigger something within him.
You are tuned in to The Watchman, Cedric Muhammad, on the Black Coffee Channel.